Baxter was about 2 years old when Melissa Joseph adopted him, and she and the golden retriever Chow Mix spent the next 17 years together.
He and I were inseparable. We ate together. He was always in the car with me. He was never left at home alone. He went to work with me. He went everywhere with me.
At the time, Joseph says, she didn't realize she was grooming and training Baxter to become a therapy dog. That happened 8 years later, when her husband came to her with a suggestion that changed her life and Baxter's.
One day, my husband came home after having met a couple who volunteered at San Diego Hospice and said, I really think that we should do something like that as a team, as a couple, so that it could, you know, help our relationship. So we went through the orientation program, and Baxter was with us. And at the end of that 35-hour orientation, it lasted several Saturdays, the orientation staff came up to me and said, your dog is remarkable, and we think he would be a great addition to our team. You must get him certified.
To get Baxter certified as a therapy dog, Joseph had to make sure he was comfortable in all sorts of situations and with all sorts of people. Then he started a mission that lasted more than 8 years at San Diego Hospice, which cares for people with terminal illnesses.
You would think at the end of someone's life that they would not want to meet a new person and bring new people into their sphere. But the minute people would see Baxter's face, he looked like a little teddy bear, they wanted to touch him. And there were people who didn't even like dogs. And all of a sudden, they would have Baxter in their arms and have his eyes looking at them. And he would completely change the dynamics in the room. And oftentimes, he would be the anodyne for any kind of anxiety that they couldn't mitigate with medication. And so I would chronicle that day after day, week after week, year after year. And finally I said, oh my God, I think I've got a book about this magical hero.
Moments with Baxter is a collection of 36 of those stories.
One of the more remarkable stories for me was when Baxter was ahead of me walking into this room that we were asked to go into. And the gentleman had a very rare disease. He had these huge cyst growths, kind of cantaloupe size, all over his body. And when I went into the room, I noticed that Baxter immediately walked up to this gentleman who was in a wheelchair and started licking his hand. And I wanted to turn around and walk out because I couldn't seem to get around the way he looked. And then I said, you know, if Baxter can do this, I can do this. And 2.5 hours later, the three of us were on the sofa, and Baxter had half his body in this gentleman's lap, and I was next to the gentleman rubbing shoulders with him.
Joseph says Baxter connected exceptionally well with children.
A 6-year-old little boy, and he was in such agony and such physical pain, and the doctor even said to me, you know, we're at the point now where we've done everything that we could, and maybe Baxter can help. And so we put Baxter in bed with this guy, and this little boy wouldn't speak to anybody, but all of a sudden he started talking to Baxter. And I think that, you know, it's just the magical power of that love that's for free.
Such unconditional love and comfort, Joseph explains, is what makes therapy dogs able to connect with people regardless of how young or how old they are.
There was a woman whose last dying wish was to go see the latest Harry Potter film that came out a couple of years ago. And we made some arrangements with the hospice and with the movie theater for Baxter to accompany her to watch the Harry Potter film. And all her friends, she had like 28 friends who appeared, and there was Baxter side by side in the movie theater eating popcorn. And she said that it was the happiest day of her life. And several weeks later, when she returned to the inpatient care center to die at San Diego Hospice, Baxter was the last person that she touched before the end of her life.
While dogs are not the only therapy animals, they are the most common. Lori Hardman, director of Project Canine, a therapy provider and training nonprofit in Seattle, Washington, says dogs can provide more than just affection.
There's many different animals that can offer some sort of interaction with people. I evaluated all sorts of animals, from cats to rabbits to birds to rats, miniature horse, potbelly pig, Llamas can make visits. Dogs tend to be the best because we can direct them most easily. We can teach them more specific skills. I mean, like, we can work them for people that need physical therapy. Say somebody, they've had a stroke and they may need to try to strengthen an arm that has been affected. They can throw a ball for a dog to retrieve. And this makes their therapy much more interesting. And pretty much you're not going to get a cat to do that.
Melissa Joseph, author of Moments with Baxter, says working with her therapy dog was a rewarding experience, and she plans to continue what they started together. She's looking for another dog she can train to become her next healing hero. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.
He and I were inseparable. We ate together. He was always in the car with me. He was never left at home alone. He went to work with me. He went everywhere with me. One day, my husband came home after having met a couple who volunteered at San Diego Hospice and said, I really think that we should do something like that as a team, as a couple, so that it could, you know, help our relationship. So we went through the orientation program, and Baxter was with us. And at the end of that 35-hour orientation, it lasted several Saturdays, the orientation staff came up to me and said, your dog is remarkable, and we think he would be a great addition to our team. You must get him certified. You would think at the end of someone's life that they would not want to meet a new person and bring new people into their sphere. But the minute people would see Baxter's face, he looked like a little teddy bear, they wanted to touch him. And there were people who didn't even like dogs. And all of a sudden, they would have Baxter in their arms and have his eyes looking at them. And he would completely change the dynamics in the room. And oftentimes, he would be the anodyne for any kind of anxiety that they couldn't mitigate with medication. And so I would chronicle that day after day, week after week, year after year. And finally I said, oh my God, I think I've got a book about this magical hero. One of the more remarkable stories for me was when Baxter was ahead of me walking into this room that we were asked to go into. And the gentleman had a very rare disease. He had these huge cysts, growths, kind of cantaloupe size all over his body. And when I went into the room, I noticed that Baxter immediately walked up to this gentleman who was in a wheelchair and started licking his hand. And I wanted to turn around and walk out because I couldn't seem to get around the way he looked. And then I said, you know, if Baxter can do this, I can do this. And 2.5 hours later, the three of us were on the sofa, and Baxter had half his body in this gentleman's lap, and I was next to the gentleman rubbing shoulders with him. A 6-year-old little boy, and he was in such agony and such physical pain, and the doctor even said to me, you know, we're at the point now where we've done everything that we could, and maybe Baxter can help. And so we put Baxter in bed with this guy, and this little boy wouldn't speak to anybody, but all of a sudden he started talking to Baxter. And I think that, you know, it's just the magical power of that love that's for free. There was a woman whose last dying wish was to go see the latest Harry Potter film that came out a couple of years ago. And we made some arrangements with the hospice and with the movie theater for Baxter to accompany her to watch the Harry Potter film. And all her friends, she had like 28 friends who appeared, and there was Baxter side by side in the movie theater eating popcorn. And she said that it was the happiest day of her life. And several weeks later, when she returned to the inpatient care center to die at San Diego Hospice, Baxter was the last person that she touched before the end of her life.
There's many different animals that can offer some sort of interaction with people. I evaluated all sorts of animals, from cats to rabbits to birds to rats, miniature horse, potbelly pig. Llamas can make visits. Dogs tend to be the best because we can direct them most easily. We can teach them more specific skills. I mean, like, we can work them for people that need physical therapy. Say somebody, they've had a stroke and they may need to try to strengthen an arm that has been affected. They can throw a ball for a dog to retrieve. And this makes their therapy much more interesting. And pretty much you're not going to get a cat to do that.